Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It's Monday, February 27th. If you're up nice and early, early morning drive time, or maybe you're just getting home, you're listening to us on the legendary KWXY, home of beautiful music in the Coachella Valley for over 50 years. That would be 1340 AM or 92.3 FM. Or you can catch up with us at afternoon drive time, 9:20 a.m., where I started 28 years ago, or 99.1 FM. We're fond of saying we don't care where you listen, just so you do. We're ready, chocolate. Spend an hour with me, and I want it to be the best hour of your day, because then you'll be the smartest person in the room. I put the Joey English Daily Datebook in that hour. Great community things in that hour. Great mystery songs in that hour. Great interviews in that hour. Great giveaways in that hour. And if there's time in that hour, I put in some great music. Mine. After we're finished, we post everything on joeyenglish.com and my Facebook page. Please friend me. Okay, you know how we always start out. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Monday, February 27th is National No-Brainer Day. Karen and Tony Baroni, our treasures here in the Coachella Valley, present Baroni art featured in the Wall Street Journal. Can you believe it? There's an article about them in the Wall Street Journal. Desert is their inspiration and their oasis, they say. Check it out at baroniart.com. Heather James. Fine Art presents Frank Stella. His innovative use of materials. Now, 45188 Portola Avenue in Palm Desert, heatherjamesgallery.com. Melissa Morgan Fine Art is displaying over at the LA Art Show. Come visit her at booth number 712. That's at 1201 South Figueroa Street in LA. Melissa Morgan Fine Art. .com. Let's do some legendaries with our friend Wink Martindale. His vintage visit today is with Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. And all week, Rick's going to pay. We'll make Rick pay. Rick's going to play Joey English. It's Monday. Rick's going to play Joey English mystery songs by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. Check it all out at winkamartindale.org. Now you know, Joey pals, how we always start Mondays. 'Cause if you're hungry.
Excuse me? You know, girl.
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey pals, I'm so happy to be sitting across. Actually, I'd be happier if we were at 849 sitting across from each other, because there's no great kitchen here. Willie Ryan's in the house.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
I'm good. I kind of like the rain. Do you?
Not so much.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I grew up with lots of rain and snow and cold.
In Scotland.
I love the Palm Springs heat. I love the sun.
And you have that wonderful patio at 849.
We do.
And 1501.
So can you imagine
and
what
Willie, so what I said was kind of rude.
We imagine what happens when it rains. We just got through some really bad rain and wind and had to move things around and cancel lots of reservations. So... No, I'm not crazy about the rain.
I take that back. Rick, you can edit out that sentence about me on a Monday. It's still Monday.
It's all good.
Had a wonderful opportunity to MC something out east a little bit, and we talked about 849 and 1501, and everybody knew where those were, and then Willie's, and you're doing so many charity events at all those places.
We try to give back to the community.
You do. Take me in order. 849, what's going on?
849, busy weekend, busy season. We just finished Modernism Week, as you know, and it's just been great. So season is here. We're enjoying it.
Did you have a lot of people from out of town?
We did. Yes. We did. It was a very successful Modernism Week. And again, the catering is doing extremely well. The restaurant's full. The lounge is full. Happy to see that.
I love doing your giveaways because I get to say the address is 849. The website is 849. The phone number is 8490. And where is it? Oh, we know where it is. It's at 849.
There you go.
What do you eat when you're there? The salmon?
I love the Scottish salmon, yeah. It's delicious.
I love the salad niçoise.
Mm-hmm. With the salmon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole piece of salmon, Joey Pals. It's a, do you say fillet of salmon?
Yeah, fillet. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. What's the difference in Scottish steelhead and salmon?
Steelhead is actually somewhere, it's more of a trout. It's somewhere between a trout and a salmon. So it's very similar.
Fish.
It's a completely different fish. Yeah, it's a breed of its own. It's called Scottish steelhead.
Do they really come from Scotland?
Uh-huh. Yep.
For heaven's sakes.
Yep. Loch Stewart.
How many days a week at 849?
7 days a week, 365 days a year, serving lunch, happy hour, and dinner.
Got
There's
it.
There's no rest for the wicked.
That's it. I always figure out I can eat lunch at 849, happy hour at 1501, and go to Willie's for dinner. So take me to 1501 now.
That's also open 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's relatively new. We just started opening on Mondays this past season.
So I remember you telling us you were going to do that.
And I'm happy that we did that. It's 1501 is gangbusters. It's doing really well.
Describe the menu to people.
I was just about to say, okay. completely different menu. So 849, it's elevated steaks, seafood, pastas, etc. 1501 is a uptown. 1501 uptown gastropub is basically comfort food, elevated pub food. We have shepherd's pie, fish and chips, sandwiches, short ribs.
Some short ribs. I didn't know that.
Some things that you would enjoy in this weather.
Yes, you betcha. The sandwiches there. I defy anybody to get in their mouth.
The fried chicken sandwich is huge. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's delicious.
I'll go now.
And there's lots of
swallow.
I love the potatoes at 1501 also. We have
mean the fried potatoes, the french fries? What do you
french
mean?
French fries. Yeah.
Why are they different?
They're just a little bit different. We have our own little twist. I don't know how the chef does them, but they're just a little bit different than anywhere else.
Yum.
And they're delicious.
What's the phone number? Do you know it at 1501?
Yeah, 320-1501.
Yeah, that was coming.
We made it easy.
Yes.
Both locations.
Except for Willie's. We're getting to Willie's. Okay, we've talked about 849, which is on 849 North Palm Canyon, and 1501, which is at 1501 North Palm Canyon. Take us to Willie's.
Well, that was almost going to be called 69830.
Oh, my stars.
But it would have been way too long. So we kept it really simple and called it Willie's. The address is 69830.
On
Highway
111.
Highway 111.
Rancho Mirage.
Yeah. So that one is the fine dining of the three. One of the things that I love about our three restaurants, they're equally beautiful, but very, very different.
You say that. Is that the mantra you've been trying to teach me?
I use that line.
Equally beautiful.
But very different.
But very different.
1501, sorry, Willie's, fine dining in the dining room, white tablecloths, elevated food. We have an amazing steak. We have rabbit. We have
Hasenpfeffer.
Sea bass, some really delicious duck. We have amazing items on the menu. And then in the lounge, again, we have some comfort food and happy hour priced drinks and bar menu.
Teach me something. At 849, do we have a chef, Albert?
Albert, my partner, is the
pastry chef and also the...
He's basically running the kitchen at the moment. We have a great team.
We
have an amazing team that work together and work well. Albert oversees all of that.
Yeah. I should have married a chef. I married so badly. Okay, at 1501, do we have a chef or a cook?
We have a chef.
Who's that?
That's his name is Solomon. He's the son of Mindy at Zen. Down here, downtown in Palm Springs.
And I know we have a chef at Willie's.
We do. Chef Richard Perez. He has an excellent resume. His food is really quite amazing. I'm not allowed to have a favorite, but if I had a favorite place to actually eat, I think I enjoy the food at Willie's.
The food at Willie's.
Best.
And I would pick my favorite ambiance is 1501 because,
Oh, really?
You know, I'm the Scorpio. I like the dark.
Okay. See, my favorite ambiance is 849.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
That was kind of
baby.
Your baby. Yeah. I was just going to say
yeah.
that. And it took 9 months.
And the nice thing is I get to experience all three. So
and I keep saying, won't you please get us a little fine dining, frequent dining card? And something, just you're creative, something we can punch if we go to one or the other and then eventually get a free meal or something fun.
We might come up with something
like that. Are you through creating restaurants?
I am.
Oh, you are?
I'm all done. I'm all done.
He says that, but...
After the third one, that's between the three restaurants and a huge catering department...
Let's talk about that.
That keeps us very busy.
Thank you for reminding me. Tell the Joey Pals about the catering. It has a separate web address.
No, it's the same web address. Everything goes through 849.com.
Oh, okay.
I pretty much run the catering department, so anyone that's interested should reach out to me. And we do everything from dinners for 20, 30 people, corporate events, weddings. We just did, I try not, one of the things that I love about our team is I won't take on an event unless I can staff it with our own people. So some of the larger galas I've avoided. However, having said that, I realized that with three restaurants, we have a great pool of staff. They all work for me. So we were asked to do the Palm Springs Art Museum Gala for 400 people recently. And we did that. And not that I'm one to brag, but I heard from more than one person that it was the best gala in decades. So that was nice.
Were to have an event and I called you, could I say I want it in the theme of the food from 849 or I want the food from Willie's, or do we start from scratch? How do we do that?
One of the reasons that I think I've been successful is I don't use the word no very often. So the answer to your question is yes, we can do whatever you want.
I got it. Because maybe I want those fries. Where were those fries? At 1501.
If that's what you want, that's what you'll get.
How far out do you need to book a catering event, Willie?
It depends. A couple of months, definitely. There's some days we do two or three events in the same day. So in the height of season, definitely plan in advance.
I like it because I'll get to a gala and one of your servers will say, hi, Miss English. And I say, oops, I know you from 849 because of what you just said.
Yeah, it's very important to me that we take the people that we know. It's pretty much the same team that goes to the events. So they've got it down pat. I'm very proud of our team.
You should be, because most people have had a lot of turnover trouble and employment trouble and recruitment trouble and all of that. And I like it when I get there and they'll say, would you like your Pinot Noir and a glass of ice?
Exactly. We know what you like.
You're wonderful. How long you been doing this?
I've been in the restaurant business here now for a little over 20 years.
Yes.
But this has been my home for a little over 30 years now.
Remember when we met before that? Because I've been doing this 28. And you had that little theater called the Top Hat?
Top Hat Playhouse on Arenas Road, yeah.
And I always love to talk to you because... restaurant business is pretty dramatic.
Similar. Very similar.
Very, very similar.
Very similar.
You're an entertainer.
We're just really quickly, we're doing MTU universities coming in with the kids to do dinner theater at Willie's. Just four Sundays at 4 p.m. for the month of March.
We're
excited about that.
Musical Theater University.
Yeah.
David Green.
David Green and his kids are coming to do...
four Sundays.
Uh-huh.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. The next
All of
four
March.
Sundays of March in March, yeah.
I got it.
That's exciting.
It's Joey English along with Willie Ryan. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.